Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. The third No Kings Day is coming up on March 28th. The map at nokings.org has dots indicating local events, and the map of the U.S. is covered with them. It appears that there are events planned in all 50 states, with most states holding protests in more than one town. There are also No Kings protests planned in Germany, the Netherlands, France, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Greece, Ireland, England, Iceland, not in Greenland, perhaps surprisingly, Mexico, and also across Canada. The ActivateMaine.com calendar lists events in 40 towns across the state, including Bangor, Belfast, Castine, Deer Isle, Ellsworth, Penobscot, Southwest Harbor, and Rockland. More information is available at nokings.org and at ActivateMaine.com, and I'll have more details on the local events over the next week. Tonight in Castine, the Digital Security Discussion Group meets at the Witherly Memorial Library from 5 to 6 p.m. This week, their topic will be pros and cons of digital surveillance and ID verification. It's moderated by Tom LaMontanaro, and you can attend in person at the Community Room at the Witherly or over Zoom. If you'd like to request the Zoom link, email Katherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, at witherlylibrary.net, and that's W-I-T-H-E-R-L-E, library.net. The public is invited to attend the 36th Maine Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up on Saturday, March 21st. The 2026 inductees will be Elaine O'Connor, Director of Perinatal Addiction Medicine at Maine Health, Maine Medical Center, who has been, quote, in the forefront of addiction medicine in the state, end quote, and the late Frances Perkins, U.S. Secretary of Labor under President Franklin Roosevelt and architect of the New Deal programs that Americans rely on today. Perkins and O'Connor will join an impressive list of inductees to the Maine Women's Hall of Fame, including Senator Margaret Chase Smith and women's health advocate Mabel Wadsworth. The 36th Maine Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be live streamed for those who cannot attend in person. The event will be held at the University of Maine at Augusta Saturday, starting with a reception at 1 p.m., followed by the induction ceremony at 2 p.m. For more information, to reserve a spot, or to get the Zoom link, you can email mainewomenshalloffame@gmail.com. And the snow date for the event is March 22nd. There's also a website. It's a long URL, so I'll post that on the archives with today's program. But again, that email address is mainewomenshalloffame@gmail.com. And then Saturday at roughly the same time in Ellsworth, the League of Women Voters Down East is hosting an in-person and online discussion on county government in Maine. Panelists will be Kate Koff, the editor at Maine Monitor, John Wambacher, Hancock County Commissioner, and Nina Milliken of the Hancock County Budget Committee and House Representative for District 16, which includes Blue Hill, Brooksville, Castine, Sedgwick, Surrey, and Trenton. The event is free and open to the public. It's Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. at the Moore Community Center in Ellsworth. Lunch will be offered to in-person attendees, and there'll be an opportunity for questions from the live audience, and those who are attending via Zoom will also have an opportunity to submit questions that will be presented by the moderator. To participate via Zoom, you can register at lwvme.org, that's League of Women Voters Maine.org, and you can also email them at downeast@lwvme.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.